بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي زيد أسامة بن زيد بن حارثة مولى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وحبه وابن حبه قال. We are still discussing this hadith of the narration of Hazrat Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which it was explained that the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Zainab, had sent a message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that her child was in the throes of death in Sakarat, and that he should please come and also be present. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave salams to them, sent a message and gave this great message that inna lillahi ma akhadh, that whatever Allah Ta'ala takes belongs to Allah Ta'ala. Walahu ma a'sa, and whatever Allah gives, that also belongs all only to Allah Ta'ala. Wa kullu shayin indahu bi ajalin musamma, and everything by Allah Ta'ala has got a fixed time. فَلْتَصْبِرْ وَلْتَحْتَسِبْ, so make sabr and have hope in great rewards from Allah Ta'ala. In other words, Allah Ta'ala, we should accept taqdeer and what is written. A person should submit to that. In there is his goodness, is his piety also, is his comfort and rest also, and he will achieve greatness by that. So this is a great lesson for us, and we should try and remember this. May Allah save us from all hardships, difficulties, tests and trials. But if they do come, then this is what we should remember. It is from Allah, and everything is fixed from Allah, and we accept it as such. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent this message. And carried on with the work, great important work of deen, which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always engaged in. The daughter, Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, sent a message back and took qasam on Allah that he must come. This was a common way, and it is amongst the Arabs still, that when they want something done from somebody, they say, I take qasam on Allah, you will do this for me. And then the people comply to that also. Consequently, when she sent this message to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also complied and got up, and a group of the great, great Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum accompanied him also. When they went there, فَرُفِعَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ الصَّبِيُّ, the child was picked up and a little infant, and was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was presented to him. فَأَقْعَدَهُ فِي حِجْرِهِ, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the child sit in his lap. He put the child in his lap. وَنَفْسُهُ تَقَعُ, and the child was at that time breathing very heavily in the throes of death in Sakarat. A small little baby, and it was in the Sakarat, and it was also the daughter or the child of Hazrat Zainab radiallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَاهُ, then the tears started flowing from the eyes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He felt it, that this little child, which is a natural thing for a human being, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started sobbing and crying. فقال سعد رضي الله تعالى عنه, Hazrat Sa'ad رضي الله تعالى عنه, who also had accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a very great sahabi, he said, Ya Rasulullah, ma hadha, O Allah's Rasul, what is this, that I'm seeing you crying? I know you to be a mountain of patience. I know you that you teach us to be patient, and you yourself, you are crying, or that it is something of this dunya. Are you crying for something of this dunya, etc.? فقال, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, هَذِهِ رَحْمَةٌ جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى فِي قُلُوبِ عِبَادِهِ, this is mercy which Allah has put in the hearts of His servants. That is, Allah has given us hearts, and naturally we feel. And for any baby, and especially, so to say, your own baby, your grandchild, how much won't you feel? This is a natural thing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained. وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ فِي قُلُوبِ مَنْ شَاءَ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ. Allah puts this mercy in the hearts of those of His servants whom Allah wants to put that mercy in. In other words, everyone hasn't got it. Unfortunately, there are many of us who are very hard-hearted, and we have, so to say, no emotions and feelings. That is not a good thing. But if it is by nature like that, and a person can't help it, he will be excused. But rather, a person should have a heart which is a heart and not a stone. He should have this feeling, and to express those feelings, there is nothing wrong with that also. وَإِنَّمَا يَرْحَمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ الرُّحَمَا. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala shows mercy to those of His servants who show mercy towards other people. Those who have mercy and kindness in their heart, and they express that, they show it, Allah Ta'ala also shows mercy upon those people. So in this hadith there are very many lessons. Among them, that one of it was the Sahabi Hazrat Sa'ad asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which is an indication, when we don't understand something, we should ask the person, especially if it is our senior. And if we think that we were taught differently, and now this alim, this senior person, this buzurg is doing something different, then we should ask, why is this being done? Especially, like for example, a person is an old person, and he makes namaz sitting on a chair. And if we know that you must stand and make namaz, then we ask, why are you sitting on the chair? But today chair has become common. When a person is getting up, an old person, he's got pains in his spine, in his knees, and he takes support on his hand. And we ask the person, why are you taking support? You should get up without taking support. So this is permissible. These things we do understand. But anything like that which we don't understand, we should ask so that we get the explanation. So there is nothing wrong with that also, and it should be to ask for understanding and to learn. Not to make objection and not to find fault, but to learn, that we want to know what is the correct thing, therefore we are asking. And to have mercy in the heart for the creation of Allah, this is also a great thing. And presently, the difficult conditions the ummah is going through, perhaps we personally ourselves are not going through those conditions. The Muslims of Syria, of Kashmir, locally, how many people have lost everything they had, all the violence and unrest, perhaps we don't, but we should have feeling for it. And that feeling should at least spur us on to make dua. Every one of us must ask ourselves, have I made even for half a minute dua for the conditions of the ummah and the difficulties that there are? Or is it just a news item and we just hear it and finish? Or we just pass some remarks about it, we have some discussion, these people are doing this, those are doing this, the actual thing behind us is all this and that, wasting our time in all that. The real thing is, all conditions are from Allah, and we must turn to Allah. We must correct our lives, and we should turn to Allah Ta'ala and seek the help of Allah Ta'ala and make real constructive du'as for all those who are in difficulties, in hardships. MashaAllah, we have got a jamaat here from Badoli Surat. We should try and also give as much time, make nusrat of the jamaat, and also this will also help, for Allah will remove our difficulties. And we should look at this jamaat as a great ni'mat of Allah which has come to our masjid, which has come to our town, and we should try and make as much nusrat as we can. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Barakallahu ta'ala.